Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the gripping true crime book, Under the Bridge, Rebecca Godfrey meticulously unveils the chilling and heart-wrenching murder of 14-year-old Rena Virk in November 1997 near Victoria, British Columbia. Through a haunting narrative, Godfrey not only recounts the events leading up to and following Virk's tragic demise, but also dives deep into the lives of the teenagers involved, offering a stark portrayal of youth violence and the societal undercurrents that drive it. Godfrey's profound research and empathetic writing style lay bare the complexities of adolescent life, peer pressure, and the search for identity in a narrative that is both captivating and disturbing. This book serves as a mirror to the darkest facets of the human experience, reflecting on themes of alienation, aggression, and the dire consequences of exclusion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the murder of Rena Virk and its aftermath, the central event around which Under the Bridge is structured, is the brutal murder of Rena Virk, a young girl from Saanich, British Columbia, by her peers. This act of violence is not just a one-off incident, but a culmination of a series of bullying and alienation faced by Virk. Author Rebecca Godfrey painstakingly researches and presents the lead-up to the murder and its immediate consequences, placing the reader at the very heart of the tragedy. Through court documents, interviews, and a narrative that spans the perspectives of various individuals involved, Godfrey outlines the societal and personal failures that led a group of teenagers to commit such a heinous act. This topic explores the anatomy of the crime itself, the investigation that followed, and the trial of the teens involved, shedding light on the justice system's handling of juvenile offenders and the community's response to such a shocking crime. Secondly, the psychology of adolescent violence. Godfrey delves into the minds of the teenagers involved in Virk's murder, exploring the psychological motivations and the dynamics of group behavior that led to the escalation of violence. This segment of the book provides an insightful analysis of the complex interplay between individual vulnerabilities, such as low self-esteem and a desire for acceptance, and the powerful influence of group dynamics. The author examines how dominance, power struggles, and the urge to conform can drive adolescents to partake in actions incongruent with their values. Through detailed case studies and psychological insights, this topic unpacks the layers of adolescent violence, highlighting how identity crises, the impact of family life, and the quest for belonging can sometimes have fatal consequences. Thirdly, the role of community and social exclusion, a significant aspect of Under the Bridge, is its exploration of the wider societal context that contributed to the murder of Rena Virk, particularly the role of community and social exclusion. Godfrey portrays a vivid picture of the social environment these teenagers inhabited, including the schools, families, and the broader community, and their collective failure in preventing this tragedy. This discussion extends to the issues of racism, classism, and the ostracization of the other, which played a role in Virk's life and ultimate death. The author prompts readers to consider the communal responsibilities in nurturing a culture of acceptance and intervention, arguing that societal neglect and indifference toward the warning signs of troubled youth can have devastating outcomes. Fourthly, media representation and public perception. Another critical theme Godfrey addresses is the role of media in shaping public perception of the crime and those involved. The book scrutinizes the sensationalist coverage and the narratives constructed by the media, which often painted the teenagers in broad, dehumanizing strokes. Through a critique of media practices, Under the Bridge raises important questions about the ethics of true crime reporting and the consumption of such stories by the public. This analysis encourages readers to think critically about the stories they consume and the impact of media on justice and societal attitudes toward crime and punishment. Lastly, healing, forgiveness, and moving forward. In the aftermath of tragedy, Under the Bridge touches upon the themes of healing and forgiveness. Through the stories of those involved, including members of Rena Virk's family, the book explores the difficult journey toward understanding and potentially forgiving those who commit such crimes. Godfrey discusses restorative justice and the different paths taken by individuals and communities to move forward after such an impactful event. This exploration serves as a reminder of the human capacity for resilience, the complexity of the forgiveness process, and the possibility of redemption and change. In conclusion, Rebecca Godfrey's Under the Bridge is an essential read for true crime enthusiasts, sociologists, educators, and anyone interested in the complexities of juvenile crime and societal failure. By meticulously dissecting the events leading to Rena Virk's murder and its aftermath, Godfrey provides a comprehensive understanding of the multifaceted issues surrounding youth violence. This book is particularly beneficial for those looking to grasp the psychological, social, and environmental factors that can influence adolescents' behavior. Under the Bridge not only serves as a poignant reminder of the tragic consequences of bullying and exclusion, but also as a call to action for communities to foster environments where every individual is seen, heard, and supported. It underscores the importance of compassion, intervention, and understanding in preventing future tragedies, making it a vital addition to discussions about crime, society, and human behavior. If you would like to support Rebecca Godfrey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.